We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 20, Text Number 34. Padam Avitiyam Kramataha Trivistapam Na Vai Tritiyaya Tadiyam Anuapi Urukramasya Angrihi Upari Upari Atho Mahajanabhyam Tapasaha Param Dataha Padam Dvitiyam Kramatas Trivistapam Navai Tritiyaya Tadiyam Anvapi Urukramasyangri Rupari Upari Atho Mahar Janabhyam Tapasah Param Gataha Padam Dvitiyam Kramatas Trivistapam Navai Tritiyaya Tadiyam Anvapi Urukramasyangri Rupari Upari Atho Mahar Janabhyam Tapasah Param Gataha Padam Dvitiyam Kramatas Trivistapam Navai Tritiyaya Tadiyam Anvapi Urukramasyangri Rupari Upari Atho Mahar Janabhyam Tapasah Param Gataha Bolo? Matajis? Padam Step. Avitiyam. Second. Kramataha. Advancing. Trivistapam. All of the heavenly planets. Na. Not. Why? Indeed. Tritiyaya. For the third step. Tadiyam. Of the Lord. Anuapi, only a spot of land remained. Urukramasya, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who performs uncommon activities. Angrihi, steps occupying above and below. Upari upari, higher and higher. Atho, now, Mahajanabhyam, then Maharloka and Janaloka. Tapasaha, that Tapoloka. Param, beyond that. Gataha, approached. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. As the Lord took His second step, He covered the heavenly planets, and not even a spot remained for the third step. For the Lord's foot extended higher and higher, beyond Maharloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, and even Satyaloka. Purport. When Lord's footstep exceeded the height of all the lokas, including Maharloka, Janaloka, Tapoloka, and Satyaloka, His nail certainly pierced the covering of the universe. The universe is covered by the five material elements, Bhumi, Rapo, Analo, Vayuhu, Kam. As stated in the Shastra, these elements are in layers, each 10 times thicker than the previous one. Nonetheless, the nails of the Lord pierced through all these layers and made a hole penetrating into the spiritual world. From this hole, the water of the Ganges infiltrated into this material world, and therefore it is said, Padanaka Neera Janita Janapavana. Because the Lord kicked a hole in the covering of the universe, the water of the Ganges came into this material world to deliver all the fallen souls. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 20th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, Bali Maharaja Surrenders the Universe. ओम ज्ञानतिमृन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्विमुक्तेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे हियर This chapter is finished. Bali Maharaja surrenders the universe. When Vedavyas, he wrote down all the Vedas, then Puranas and all, it is said that in each Vedic mantra, three different meanings can be given. Sometimes Madhvacharya said even 18 meanings can be given. Each verse, sometimes, some verses. So, one is Laukika Artha, general understanding. Then Dharmik Artha and Tattva Artha. These three meanings, each verse of we can derive. So, this Mahabharata is written as Panchama Veda, is known as Panchama Veda. Because, when actually all these Vedas, there are so many mantras are there. And when these mantras are chanted by a qualified person, and when they use all pure ingredients, and if they do it properly, one gets the result of performing that sacrifice. But in this age of Kali, people are not qualified. There are not enough qualified people to chant mantras. But without performing sacrifices, we cannot live in this world peacefully. That is why Sri Vyasadeva wrote Mahabharata and is given the name, title as Panchama Veda. Then each and every, so if anybody reads Mahabharata, a particular pastime in Mahabharata, it is said that he has performed that sacrifice and he will get the result of performing that sacrifice. Right? Mahabharata starts with the pastime of narrating Astika Upakhyanam, ఆస్తిక ఉపాఖ్యానం అండ్ గరుడ స్టీలింగ్ అమృత్ ఫ్రమ్ హెవెన్లీ పేరెంట్స్ రైట్ సో దేర్ ఆర్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ సీక్రెట్ మీనింగ్స్ ఆర్ దేర్ వాట్ యూ కెన్ లర్న్ జస్ట్ మహాభారత్ ఓ గరుడ వెంట్ హీ వాంటెడ్ టు రిమూవ్ ద దాస్యం ఆఫ్ హిజ్ మదర్ దెన్ హీ ఫాట్ విత్ ఇంద్ర బ్రాట్ బ్యాక్ దిస్ ఈజ్ లౌకిక్ కథ రైట్ దెన్ దెర్ ఆర్ సమ్ డీపర్ మీనింగ్స్ ఫర్ దిస్ ఐ విల్ నరేట్ ద హోల్ పాస్ట్ అండ్ సమ్ అదర్ టైమ్ ఐ జస్ట్ గివ్ ఎ హింట్ దెర్ ఈజ్ సంథింగ్ కాల్డ్ గరుడ సాయన యజ్ఞ ద బ్రాహ్మణస్ దే మేక్ యు నో ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ దే టేక్ ఆటా యు నో గేహుక ఆటా యు నో అండ్ దెన్ దే మేక్ ఎ ఫార్మ్ రిజెంబ్లింగ్ గరుడ యు నో దిస్ ఇస్ ద ఫార్మ్ దే మేడ్ డ్యూరింగ్ ద పుత్రకామేష్టి సాక్రిఫైస్ దట్ ఈస్ వై ద లార్డ్ కేమ్ ఆన్ ద గరుడ సో దిస్ ఇస్ గరుడ సాయన అండ్ దే టేక్ అవుట్ ఈచ్ పార్ట్ అండ్ పుట్ ఇట్ ఇన్ ద ఫైర్ అండ్ యు నో దట్ ఈస్ ఫర్ లోక కళ్యాణం రైట్ సిఫ్ ఎనీబడి రీడ్స్ దిస్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్ ఆఫ్ గరుడ స్టీలింగ్ అమృత్ ఫ్రమ్ యు నో Indra, they will get the result of performing this sacrifice. You know? So, Astikopakyanam, if anybody reads, the snakes don't bite them and there is something called Kalasarpadosha. Right? Kalasarpadosha. That will be removed. Some devotees, they went sometime back near Udupi, there is some place. You know? So, some people have in their horoscope Kala Sarpa Dosha, then they go there and Ananta Sesh is there and then they worship and all, so it will go on. But actually if you read this pastime, that Kala Sarpa Dosha will go away. Right? Like that, Srimad Ramayanam, you know, Ramayanam also, it is mentioned that every shloka has to be under, you know, there is something called prakata. You know, all these material sciences, you know, they are actually prakata, you know, external, you know, where with external senses we can perceive. Something is called rahasya shastra. You know, all these Vedic literatures, they are rahasya, secret. That is why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, idam guhyatamam shastram ఇదముక్తం మయానగ ఏతద్ బుద్ధ్వా బుద్ధిమాన్ సత్ కృతకృత్యష్ట భారత యూనో ఐ ఆమ్ టెలింగ్ యూ ది సీక్రెట్ ఆఫ్ ద సీక్రెట్ టు యూ మై డియర్ అర్జున బట్ ఈస్ టెల్లింగ్ అండ్ దెన్ సో మెనీ పీపుల్ ఆన్ ద బ్యాటిల్ ఫీల్డ్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ అలోన్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్సో హియరింగ్ నౌ సో మెనీ బుక్స్ ఆర్ బీయింగ్ ప్రింటెడ్ బట్ స్టిల్ కృష్ణ ఈస్ కాలింగ్ ఇట్ సీక్రెట్ సో సింప్లీ బై రీడింగ్ ఎ బుక్ బై నోయింగ్ ఇంగ్లీష్ You know, you will not understand Bhagavad Gita. That is why all these big, big scholars, H.G. Wilson, Dr. Ambedkar, Ramakrishna, Sarvepalli Radhakrishna, they are all, you know, Max Muller, you know, they have learned Sanskrit and they translated. They thought, you know, they can, but actually it is not true. You know, there are within these scriptures, there is something called Dharma Shastra. Right? Then there is something called Mantra Shastra or Upasana Shastra, and there is something called Tattva Shastra. You know, so all the secrets are to be revealed by whom? You know, somebody who writes book, or one who knows literature, English or Telugu or Hindi, is called Kavi or you know, poet and writer, whatever. No value. But Rishi, Rishi means one who has done tapasya, you know, seeking loka kalyanam, you know, for the welfare of the whole world, because of tapashakti, he has developed atindriya, you know, shakti, means one which he can see, which is beyond our senses. What we cannot see, they can see. That is called Rishi Darshan. Right? That is why in Ramayana, Lord Rama, everybody says Maryada Purushottam, Maryada, you know, like ideal man and all that. But there are in Lord Rama's activities, two things have to be understood. One is to understand Rama as Uttama Purusha, right? Means best human being. Another is to understand Rama as Purushottama, as a Supreme Personality of Godhead. Same pastime, we can see Rama as Uttama Purusha, but Rishi will see him as Purushottama, right? Purushottama. Just like when Lord Ramchandra, when he was a small boy, Vishwamitra Muni took him. Vishwamitra Muni, he has performed such great austerities and penances. He is, I know all these rishis are known as Mantra Drashta, right? So when they practice meditation, and then when they go into Samadhi, Krishna reveals a particular mantra to him. That is why all these mantras, Vedic mantras, are told by different sages, even though it is said Veda Narayano Hari. You know, actually Vedas are breathing of Lord Narayana, but we see Vaishampayani Uvacha, Parashramuni Uvacha, Vedavyasa Uvacha, like that they came. Why? Because the mantras are originally by Krishna, but when these rishis meditate, these mantras are revealed to him in their heart. That is why, so Vishwamitra Muni is known as, Gayatri is known as Ved Mata, and Vishwamitra Muni is known as Gayatri Mantra Drashta. Right? So he took him, you know, for saying that, for Yajna Raksha, you know, for protecting the yajnas. So he took him from Dashrath Maharaj. First day they were sleeping on the, Rama is sleeping on the bank of Saryu River on a bare floor. Vishwamitra Muni got up early in the morning, and then he saw this beautiful lotus faced Lord Ramchandra sleeping very peacefully, you know, actually. Then Ramayana, there is a particular shloka is there, but he chanted one verse, which is actually a mantra. Right? Kausalya Supraja Ramam Purva Sandhya Pravartate Uttishta Narashardula Kartavyam Daiva Mahanikam. Now there is a very secret. So for everything we have to understand, each and every verse, there is a secret. Mantra Murti is there, Tattva Darshan is there, and Dharma Artha is there. Right? Dharma Arth is there. So he's saying, "Oh Supraja, oh Kaushalya, oh son of Kaushalya." Why he did not say Dashrath Putra? Supraja Rama. Why? Because Dashrath Maharaj, he protested, you know, please don't take him. If you want, you take me. Right? You take me. But Kaushalya, I said, oh, Vishwamitra Muni wanted, take him. Even though Mata Shataganam Pita means, for a mother, she has got 100 times more love for the son than the father. You know, mother is more attached to the father, son. But still, she said, that is why Vishwamitra Muni glorified, you know, every day Venkateshwar Suprabhatam, even now they chant, Kaushalya Supraja Ramam Purva Sandhya Pravartate Uttishta Narashardhula Kartavyam Daiva Manikam Uttishta Uttishta Govinda Uttishta Garuda Dhvaja Uttishta Kamala Kanta. Like this, every day they chant. Why Kaushalya became very famous being like that? So, you know, Purva Sandhya Pravartate Kartavyam, you know, Kaushalya Supraja Ramam Purva Sandhya Pravartate, you know, Uttishta Narashardhula said, this is the first Sandhya as a avatar purusha. That's why he is addressing him as Narashartula. Oh, best of the Naras, Purushottama. You know, why you get up? You know, this is the first Sandhya of your avatara. You know, Kartavyam Daiva Manikam. You know, wake up. You know, there is a Kartavyam. You know, you are supposed to perform some activity for the welfare of Devatas. Daiva Karya. Right? So you get up. So this is the secret of this mantra. You know, Vishwamitra Muni gave. So this is, rishis can tell us, well, you know, this is what. like that. And then he took him, you know, not only for the protection of the sacrifice. Later on he said, let us go and see Mithilanagar, you know, he is performing, you know, sacrifice. So there is Sivadanush, you see. So where whom he found? Sita Devi, who was found by Janaka Maharaj while performing yajna. You know? And then who are the demons who are against this, who disturb the sacrifices? Right? Who disturb the sacrifices? In order to, so who is required to protect the yajna? Yajnavai Vishnuhu. Right? So Lord Ramchandra is none other than Lord Vishnu, who came from a yajna purusha, who gave payasam. So from there he taken birth. Such yajna purusha went to get a girl who appeared while, you know, for performing the sacrifice. She appeared, right? They protected. So rishis, they say this entire Ramayana, you know, Rama is yajna purusha, and this entire Ramayana is actually, anybody who reads this Ramayana every day, he is performing a sacrifice. He will get the result of performing all sacrifices. Why? Because Rama is yajna purusha, and then he came to protect the yajna. So the entire pastime of Ramayana, you know, if somebody reads, you know, he is actually getting all the results of performing all sacrifices, without actually lighting the lamp, without actually gathering all ingredients and all that. You know, in the same way Srimad Bhagavatam. See, each and every pastime, you know, what is actually rahasya? What is actually tattva? Why this pastime is performed? You know, you can understand from Bali Maharaj, he was performing a 100 sacrifice because he wanted to become Indra. And then Indra lost, and then Aditi performed puja, and then Lord Vamana came, and then he took away the, you know, he gave. All that you can understand. But what is the real secret meaning behind this pastime? We should understand. So, just like it is said that there are so many rules and regulations, there are so many teachings are given in Vedas and Puranas, and, you know, waking up early in the morning and performing all kinds of ablutions, this, that. But how to take bath, you know, how to cut your nails, you know, how to cut your hair, everything is given. You know, that is Manusamhita, it is given. And then Puranas, Padma Purana and all is given. Most of the time we cannot follow. But if for Kali Yuga, Vyasadeva gave a benediction. If anybody hears all these instructions, these Dharma Sutras and all, then he takes pleasure in that. And he doesn't envy. He will get the result of performing all those karyas. Right? And we may not be able to give our entire thing to Krishna immediately. But simply by hearing this pastime, we will get the result. That is why Prabhupada wrote benediction in Krishna book, last chapter. You know, if you read, you will notice. If anybody reads this book regularly, if anybody memorizes this book completely, if anybody remembers these pastimes all the time, he will get Krishna Prema. Right? So if you read Mahabharat, you get the benefit of performing so and so sacrifice. If you read Ramayana, you will get the benefit of performing so many sacrifices. But if you study Bhagavatam, especially Krishna book, what you will get? Krishna Prema.
It is so simple, you know. That is why Prabhupada said, every day you read Krishna book before sleeping in the night. So, our goal should be before we die, we should read 108 times Krishna book. I have started reading Krishna book. Previously I read many times like that, on and off. But 8th of November 2016, every day I read Krishna book. Till now I finished 4 times. And then, believe me, I don't feel only, because Prabhupada said, the more you read, the more you relish. You know, the more you relish. So it is like a, patarka lakir bolte na. It should be like that. You know, whatever it is, you know, anything may happen. You know, before you sleep, you read one, at least half a story, or one full story is, you can easily read. Simply by reading this Krishna book, you will get Krishna Prema. It is so easy, you know. Otherwise, you see Vishwamitra Muni and all, they perform such severe austerities and penances and all that. Right? So, what we have can understand from this pastime? Right? What we can understand from this pastime? You know, Narayana went as a small boy and he begged, you know, just only 3 steps. Right? Then gopis are saying, Hare, he's a cheater. You know, he cheated. He asked only for 3 steps. He went as a small boy. Now you see, with one step he occupied all the lower planets. Now with the second step he was occupying all the upper planets without leaving another step space for another step. What is the secret meaning, tattva, behind this pastime? It is to understand that Narayana is a chore. What? Narayana is a thief. Right? Narayana is a thief. Have you any time experienced somebody stealing your money? You have got, you know, 40,000 rupees worth iPhone. Right? And then somebody stole it. Anybody has that experience? How you feel? You got some 5-10 lakh rupees, somebody fleeces you off, steals all your money. How you feel? So much distressed. So bad you feel. Right? So bad you feel. You feel so much anger against that person. If he comes before you, you know, you want to kill him. Are, he stole all my money. Right? But Narayana is such a thief. When he steals, you like it so much. Then you will say, take more, take more. Right? There are 2 kinds of thieves, you know. Like, Krishna is actually butter thief. And all the gopis, even though externally complaining, you know, externally complaining, but when Krishna doesn't come and steal butter, they are feeling very bad. Are, our butter achha nahi hai kya? Our butter is not good. Why Krishna is not coming and stealing our butter? And they would keep butter in such a way that, you know, Krishna can steal. But externally they were actually complaining. Otherwise internally, usually thieves, when they arrest these thieves and all, they put black cover. You know, they don't want to show their faces to the whole world. But Krishna, you know, he wants to show to the entire world that I am a butter thief. Thief that, you know, the more he steals, the more actually we feel very happy. That is why Bali Maharaj, you know, everybody else around, they are actually very disturbed. Even Brahmaji is also disturbed. My dear Lord, if you, he has given you everything, you will see, you know, later. Now you are punishing him, means nobody will worship you. Right? How, why are you behaving so harshly with him? Right?
So other day I was saying that there is a reason why Balimara Vamandev made him Vasuki, you know, to arrest you know, Bali Maharaj. They bound, you know, Bali Maharaj with Vasuki like that. Because Bali Maharaj asked, you know, Vamandev, what do you want? He said, give me 3 steps. Are Balaka, you are so foolish. You know, you are talking to king of the universe, all the 3 worlds. You know, you ask, you know, how many generations you want so that they can sit and eat. You know, you take one beautiful girl, you take so many cows. What is this? You know, I think you are less intelligent. I can give. You know, because he showed that ahankar. In order to subdue that ahankar, Vamandev arrested him with Vasuki. It is very harsh, you know. Very, very harsh. Like that. So, you must understand that Narayana is a thief. I am not saying these words. Huh? In Yajurveda, it is said that Taskaranam Pataye Namaha means he is the Prabhu of all thieves. He is the Prabhu of all thieves. I offer my obeisance to him. So another meaning of thief, chore, one is stealing and all. Another is somebody who has done it, but he is not seen. He is called also a thief. You know, a person whom we cannot see, he has done something, but we cannot see him. Right? So just like I am wearing this chadar. Even though this chadar belongs to me, I am not in this chadar. Even though I am wearing this dhoti, you know, I am not in this dhoti. Right? Even though I am sitting on this vyasasana, I am not in this vyasasana. But Narayana is in everything. Vishwam Vishnu Vashakaru, you know, Bhutakrut Bhutabrut Bhutabhavana. You know, this is Vishnu Sahasranama Stotra. He is Vishwam. He is Vishwam means Gama Vishyati Bhutana, you know, Dharayami Ahamojasa, Pushnami Chaushadi Sarve, Somo Bhutva Rasatmakaha. So Krishna is saying, I am entering everywhere. Prabhupada writes in 7th Canto of Bhagavatam, just like when the soul enters this body, you know, the body becomes alive. In the same way, when the super soul enters this universe, the universe starts moving. That's why Krishna is known as Vishwam. He is known as Vishnu because Sarvavyapaka. He is spread everywhere. So Prabhupada explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila 7th chapter, if you want to understand this Krishna Tattva, you must by heart that chapter. You know, Adilila 7th chapter, the Lord, you know, in 5 features of the Lord. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conversation with Prakashananda Saraswati. You know, beautiful purports and beautiful explanation. Everything you want to understand about Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva, Prabhupada has given it there. You know, read it 10 times. So, he is Vishnu. Vishnu means Sarvavyapaka. He is spread everywhere. He is spread everywhere. Even though he is spread everywhere, we cannot see him. Right? We cannot see him. So, just like our body is made so beautifully. Right? When we are asleep, we take breathing. How? Narayana is the one who is sitting in our heart. He is making us breathe. Is it not? He is making us breathe. When we feel, suppose there is water in this body. Right? When there is no water, water is finished, you know, we will become dehydrated.
who is actually making us? Remember that we are thirsty? Krishna, Narayana is the one who is sitting in our heart. Baba, you are feeling, you know, your water is finished. That is why he will make us feel thirsty. Pani piyo nahi to mar jaoge. Right? Who is actually, we are eating something. You know, our body is only made of, you know, so many bones and all. Then on that, you know, it is covered with so much flesh. You know, there are seven layers. You know, mamsa, bones and pus, urine and, you know, semen and all that. Medha. Who is making, us feel hungry? Then who is making us eat? Then when it enters, you know, some food is turned into blood. And some food which is not required turned into mala and rejected through some system. Who is making it? Right? When I'm a small boy, I was sleeping on the lap of my mother, you know, without my feet extending her thighs. But now, I grew up so tall that I was taller than my mother at one time. Right? But I'm eating food. Then who grew my body in such a way that, you know, when my hands are growing, they grew, you know, horizontally with equal measure, equal length. Aisa nahi ki ek haath bada lamba ho gaya, ek haath chota ho gaya. Right? Who is making? Right? That is why it is said that we should find out that person who is making all these things but cannot be seen. Right? Cannot be seen. That is why it is in scriptures it is said, if you want to see Narayana, you look at your hands. You know? It is said that Karagre Vasate Lakshmi, Karamadye Saraswati, Karamule Stite Govinda, Prabhate Karadarshanam. You know this? Huh? Karagre Vasati Lakshmi. In these edges, in these nails, you know, Lakshmi is residing. And Karamadye Saraswati. Karamule Govinda. That is why one should not scratch one's head with both the hands. You know that? Because don't bring Lakshmi on your head. Right? You'll be destroyed. Lakshmi can be come up to here only. That is why if you if you touch, massage your feet, you know, you will Lakshmi will stay in your feet. Right? Then you can have many houses. Like that. If you scratch here, you know, Kanta, then you can become a great Pandita. Right? If you every day you do like this, you can actually become a good sadhu. Lakshmi Sampanna. Right? If you do like this, Haribol. Right? That is why Parikshit Maharaj had this habit in Agni Purana. It is mentioned, Parikshit Maharaj had this habit of scratching his head with both the hands. Then some Brahmanas, they advised him, keep some kumbh or something. That is why Lakshmi entered his head. Anyway, that is a different thing. why I am saying like this? So, if you want to know Narayana, look at your hand. So, you know, you take a chalk piece. Right? You take a chalk piece. Then you take a board. Then you write something. After 1 hour, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, it gets rubbed off. Isn't it? It gets rubbed off. If some rain comes, it gets rubbed off. Are Baba, who drew lines on our hands? You do whatever you may do, you know, you can do. These lines will not go. Right? All these beautiful lines, you know, tattoo can be removed with plastic surgery. You know, tattoos are permanent, right? But these lines, cannot be wiped out. Who do these lines, Baba? With what instrument he made? You do whatever you may do. These lines won't go away. Right? Just imagine how this hand is beautifully constructed. If the four fingers are together, we cannot eat. And with these four fingers, they don't have shakti. Right? One thumb is kept away, little distance away. When we combine these four fingers and this thumb, then only we can eat. Or we can catch something. With these four fingers, we cannot. Right? Then, if you see all these things, you know, then you must ask, I want to see that person. What? I want to see that person. You know, I want to see that thief who is doing all these things, but I cannot see him. When you ask that question, then you are a devotee. The footsteps, for, you know, previously, when there is a, in villages, when there are no cement roads and all, when a thief enters, how they will catch him? They will catch him, you know, seeing his footprints, where they went. See not? Where they went, they will, like that, they will catch. Like that, this creation of Narayana are the footsteps that are leading to the Narayana. You must know this. If you are conscious of this, then you will find a Narayana. Right? So, when we ask this question, suppose I am traveling, I want to go to Kargal temple. I am traveling near, I think, Sayan or somewhere. There are, directions. You know, that you take left, you will go to Thana. You take right, 30 kilometers from there, Kargar. If I follow that path, I can easily reach, Kargar. But I said, why should I, stupid board, why should I follow? I will use my intelligence and, tread out my own path. Tread out on my path, and then you take left. Now you went 30 kilometers away. Now, how many kilometers away from Kargar? 60 kilometers. Right? 60 kilometers. That is why, in order to reach Narayana, you must find a person, who can actually follow the footsteps of Narayana. That is Prabhupada, That is why Prabhupada is always Krishna conscious, because he is seeing Narayana everywhere. Like Prahlad Maharaj was asked by Hiranyakashipu, you are always saying, Narayana, my Narayana, my Narayana, my Vasudev. Where is he? Is he there in this pillar? Prahlad Maharaj said, everywhere he is there. Kankan mein Bhagwan hai. Everywhere he is there. I am seeing. Prabhupada says, he is not bluffing. He is actually seeing. For us to understand that, Narayana is everywhere, as long as we are hearing, we feel good. I see smiles on all your faces. But as soon as we leave the class, again duality. We don't see Narayana anymore. Right? So, how do we know? How do we find him? Actually, it is easy and it is difficult also. There is no particular process. There is no particular, that if you are chanting Hare Krishna, you will get him. Krishna is independent, by sadhana. Prabhupada wrote in Chaitanya Charitamrita that if you are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, if the tears are not coming, that means Krishna is not showing mercy on you. What you are doing is bluff. But it is said, how much love pouring out from you, seeing the creation of the Lord, that my Narayana has created, my Krishna has created this world such a beautiful way. Depending on how much love you are coming out from your heart, that will decide you finding Narayana. You know, so bhakti means utkantha, you know, intense anxiety to see that Krishna who has created all this world. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayesh vilokayanti. I want to see that person who has made, say, that is, you know, you just look at your body, you can know Krishna. You know, you ask this question, who made this such a beautiful body, you know, which works, you know, automatically, so beautifully. Who made this world? As soon as Vasant Ritu is there, you know, koyal, cuckoos, they start singing. You know, as soon as Vasant Ritu comes, you know, mangoes start sprouting. Right? There are so many plants, you know, there are so many flowers, you know, there are lilies are there. If you, you know, lilies, you know, bees are go inside the lily and, you know, sometimes, you know, they bite you. But you see Tulsi Maharani, you know, Tulsi Maharani, never, insects will never cover Tulsi's leaves. Are, who made that leaf, Baba? Tulsi leaves, you know, because so much sugandh is there. So much aushadis are there in Tulsi. You know, who put them there? Right? So if you ask these questions everywhere, then you can see Krishna. That is why there is jnana and there is vijnana. So what is meant by vijnana? Said, you don't see the creation, you see the creator. When you see the table, you see table made of food and all. I'm not Rasraj Prabhu. But we see only table made of wood and all. But those who are in Vijnana, they will see a creator. Right? So, you should have that love. You should have that anxiety to see Krishna. So, this bhakti means love. You know, this love is expressed in different ways and different circumstances. Suppose I go, somebody invites me to give a lecture for 1,000 people and all. Right? They don't make me sit on the floor. I can sit on the floor and, but they decorate the Vyasasana very nicely. They decorate the pandal very nicely. You know, all the lighting and all that. And they, the speaker comes, they do some mantra pushpa and all that. Why? But that they are showing me respect, their love as a respect. Right? When a child is there, you know, he is helpless, he is feeling hungry, you know, you feed him, you clothe him very nicely, then you are actually showing vatsalya. Right? You are showing vatsalya. See, I will define bhakti. You know, everything that we see, he belongs to Krishna. Right? I should not claim anything as my own and use it for my own sense gratification. That is called bhakti. That is what Bali Maharaj had realized. This is the secret you have to learn. That is why he is giving everything. So whatever you see, whatever you come across, everything belongs to Krishna. So I should not use anything without thanking Krishna. Right? That is called bhakti. That is called Krishna consciousness. Using everything in the service of Krishna and giving everything to Krishna. That is why I will close the lecture by, you know, this Mahatva, Bali Maharaj. You know, if you read, if you check Vaishnava calendar, There is something called Bali Daityaraj Puja. Have you noticed? Huh? When it comes? It comes in Kartik Mas. Right? Kartik Mas. You know, everything has a secret. Why we lit lamp? You know, in Kartik Mas, especially in Kartik Purnima, entire temple, entire city should be lit with lamps. You know, in Andhra they have Koti Deepa Archana. Koti means, you know, 1 crore. You know, they lit lamps, 1 crore lamps. You know, why? You know, in the Shravan Mas, there are huge rains and all. Right? There are huge rains and all. And because then they pluck out all the crop and all. And because of this stored water and plucking of the crop and all, so many insects, you know, they take birth, which may cause harmful diseases to us. That is why doctors are very happy with Shravan Mas. You know, they are very busy, you know, Shravan Mas, because everybody gets fever, cold and all that. So when Sharad Ritu, Sharad Purnima day, when we light the lamp, you know, deep, all these insects will die, which are causing harmful to the human beings. Are you are killing? You are fire? No. It is said that when you light a lamp and ahvan, you do welcome Damodar Bhagwan. You know, so many living entities, they help us. Like a dog, you give him some food, he is very faithful. Elephant, you know, danta is there, you can make so many things. Snakes also are useful. You know, billy, cats are useful, rats are, everybody, they are serving us. So in Kartik Mas, on Kartik Purnima day, when you light a lamp, you pray to Lord Damodar that, my dear Lord, as, you know, it is there in Padma Purana, this Kartik Deep, so powerful, lighting a lamp, that as many as living entities that come under the light of this Kartik Deep, they will go back to Vaikuntha. That is why this Kartik Mas. So Bali Daityaraj Puja, we do. There are every tithi has a value. Some other time I will explain in Kartik Mas. You know, this Bali Daityaraj Puja we do because, oh Bali Maharaj, Mahavishnu, Sri Mahavishnu has showed immense mercy on you and has taken away everything from you and made you surrender to him completely. You know, just like, you know, Kunti Maharani is praying, Ata Vishvesha Vishvatma Vishwamurte Swakeshume Snehapasam Imam Chindi Dudam Pandishu Vishnishu. I am too attached to both families, Pandu family and Vishnu family. My dear Lord, please cut the tie of affection. Who prayed like that? So we should pray that, my dear Lord, I am so much attached to so many things. Oh Bali Maharaj, please pray to Lord Vishnu that, you know, he also shows same mercy like you, he showed on you by taking him everything from you and made you surrender. Because I am not able to give up on my own. You know, if the Lord takes away forcibly, I will be very happy. So, you know, so this is the secret. We should pray to Bali Maharaj that, you know, this is the Bali Daityaraj Puja. That day you should pray. Like that. So like this, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur comments, 7th chapter, 7th canto Bhagavatam, the Atmanivedanam means surrender of the body and the surrender of the soul. There are surrender with bhava and surrender without bhava. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti says, Rukmini Devi surrendered with bhava and Bali Maharaj surrendered without bhava. Atmanivedanam. Like that. So Bali Maharaj surrenders the universe. So, and with this pastime only, Ganga has come out. You know, and then because he pierced the shell of the universe, and then that Ganga was flowing came to Dhruva Maharaj's planet. From Dhruva Maharaj's planet, it came to Saptarshi planets. You won't believe, from Saptarshi planets. From billions of aeroplanes, they bring the water of Ganges to heavenly planets, where on Mount Meru, Brahmaloka, on Mount Meru. Then from Mount Meru, it comes into four branches, and then from there. So you will say Urukrama, this is called Urukrama. A lord who performed great uncommon activities. Like that. So Prabhupada writes, the mundane people, they think that these are all mythology and all. But the devotees, they take pleasure, in hearing about this wonderful, uncommon pastimes of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments?
You said in class, Prabhupada said, while chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one who cries, it means Krishna is merciful upon him. But in channel, religious channel, we see many professional bhajan singers, they are crying like anything. Or in their practical life, they are doing so many nonsense. So it means this is mercy or just drama?
Maybe they may be applying glycerin.
Even leaders in election, they are crying among the people, how to get vote.
In Manu Samhita, Gauranga Prabhu quoted one, I forgot the verse, but the meaning is this. Brahmana is the first rank, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, then Chandala, right, then Antyaja, Swapacha, this. Tenth rank was film actors. They are adored now, but they are the 10th class people. Who is the 11th class person? The least, the lowest kind of person in this world, in the hierarchy. Who? A person who recites Bhagavatam and who chants Hare Krishna taking money. Anybody who recites Bhagavatam for money, anybody who chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra for money, he is the 11th class person. So, un logon ke liye paani aansu kaisa aayega? Krishna is so displeased with that person. That is why Prabhupada chastised. So, this Bhagavad Katha and all, we can do, but no money. You are taking money means you are a 11th class person. If you go for a Harinam Kirtan and all to homes, then you ask 10,000, 10,000, 5,000, that means you are a 11th class person. Hare Krishna. Clear?
Hare Krishna. About seeing the Lord, Bhakti Siddhanta used to say, don't try to see the Lord, you do service such a way, the Lord will come and see you.
Yes.
And he also said, if you want to see the king, for some poor person, if you want to see the king, it is very difficult to go across the security and so many things. But if the king want to see him, it is easier. He can say easily. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Chandra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram.